You know what annoyed me the other day? I had someone give...
Is it something that I did?
No, no, not something that you did.
I had someone a little insecure like that.
No, no, I was at home having a great lunch because you know I'm off carbs. And so I get chicken from the chicken shop. They do a great coleslaw at the cook shop in Clifton Hill. Anyway, I don't want to plug them, but they're a good chicken shop.
It's a good chicken shop. What do? They do chicken salad...
Chips. Sandwiches. Chinchillas. But
Would it be your death row meal, probably?
Oh, you know what? Probably chicken schnitzel would be, yeah.
Mine too. Yeah. You wouldn't go the Parmigiana, you go the schnitzel.
Well, I'd probably go the Parmigiana. Remember last one time you told us that your death row meal would be Selena, your partner's risotto?
Man, we all
pointed out that she would have left you if you're murdering people and you end up in death row. She would have left you.
She would have given me one more risotto. She would have said, okay, we had some good times.
I met someone else, but look, I'll do the risotto for you. Anyway, I was having a lovely lunch by my... You know when you have lunch by yourself and you're watching a bit of TV?
Oh, it doesn't get
See all my
than
kids
that.
Are at school.
Yeah, just sit back.
Oh, I just love it. I can't remember I was watching True Detective, the latest series, which is a great... Yep. The last series is a great series.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a knock on the door, but it's the friendly knock. It's...
Ah, yeah.
And so you immediately go, that's a neighbour
or
a friend.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you've dropped, drop over, but you know. But my neighbours occasionally, come over, give us...
It is a friendly knock.
Open the door, it's like a salesman.
Oh,
mate, what are you doing?
You can't be... He's abusing...
Yes.
..the friendly knock to get you to... That's brilliant.
He's selling me fresh food delivery or something, he was. See, if you're a salesman, you've got to do like the Gestapo knock, but... You know, like your door's about to get kicked in, I reckon. So you know... Because I get so many sales and I don't even open the door sometimes. I just go, who is it? They go, oh, a power company.
I've got no pants on. I can't open the door.
No, thank you. Because once you open the door, I'm trapped by those guys and their sales pitches.
But don't you just cut them off? Don't you go, look, I know you've got a really good spiel and I know, but I've got to be honest with you, seriously, you're wasting your time.
I don't know how to break it to my partner, but we're getting fresh food delivered. We're not. I didn't sign up. But
all those people selling paintings
it's only painting door to door. As Sean McAuliffe once said to me, I don't want to buy art on my front porch.
It's funny because a different guy brought the same paintings 2 weeks ago. But anyway, I want to say...
Lovely paintings.
That's fascinating. Abuse of a knock.
Abuse of the knock.
Because the knock there's there. Because it goes with toots as well.
Yes. The angry toot.
The angry toot. Because if you hold on a bit too long, it's angry.
It's angry.
And sometimes you mean friendly, but you hang on long and it seems abusive.
You've got to give a wave. Toot toot
is the
happy,
which is the thanks, when you're leaving someone's house. Yeah. So see ya, because you've already said goodbye, but you've got to give them the extra couple of toots.
Yeah, that's true.
As you drive down the street to go, I care a little bit more than you do because I've got an extra toot. Yeah. And then there's the nah.
Or what's that? Get out of the way.
Did I ever tell you about the time we were down at Phillip Island, which is in Victoria? I went on a surfing trip.
Love Phillip Island.
And
love the island.
We slept in the car. You've slept in the car, obviously. Yeah.
Not much, but I hate sleeping in the car. Maybe once or twice.
And
Kate Lambrook's she used to be a big sleeper in the car. So she would just go down the beach and sleep in the car with a friend. I'm like, get him a hotel.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so I'm in the back seat. My mate's in the front seat. And it's about 5 in the morning. And we can just hear this horn going, continually.
Yeah.
And we're going, what's going on? What's an alarm? Is that another? Who is someone else around here? What are they doing? We both wake up and look around and can't work out what it is. So we go back to sleep. And what was happening was my mate was falling asleep and then leaning on the
horn.
Cops came, moved us on.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't
be leaning on the horn in Phillip Island.
Do you have a panel van?
Sandman.
You have a Sandman
panel? I didn't have one. Mates did, though.
Yeah.
They had in the back, you had the bed, obviously.
Yes.
You had a stereo system. Some guys had like mirrors. And
and the lunar landscape on the side.
Yeah.
The extravagant paintings on the side of the car.
Yeah. I used to do a bit of stand-up about that.
They were big for a while. What was the stand-up about that?
That was...
Don't bother.
Because they had...
Don't bother rocking when it's knocking. Don't laugh, your daughter's in here.
Bad joke. It was... I would say, I do this, because I was doing this character who was a bogan, and he would say, I've got a Sandman, I've got a big Egyptian airbrushed mural on the side. It's a great big sphincter. And
I'm laughing.
A big sphincter. That's good.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there's some music. Oh, save us from
save us from my sphincter. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. And now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
All right, well, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, Somehow Related. And it's a program. Not what is it? It's a podcast, not a program.
Call it a program if you want.
Maybe we should turn it into a TV show.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah. We should. I don't know.
We're at the pub at the moment, actually. We should mention we're not in the studio. We're at the pub. Because it's cooler here.
Yeah, because the other studio, which is quite small.
Oh, it's like very a sauna.
Small. Yeah, it's about as big as a changing room in a department store, isn't it?
It's small. But the pub here, there's no one here in this area, and it's beautiful and cool.
Yeah.
And it's the Grandview Hotel in Fairfield. If you want to come down now and watch us,
and you're
have to
doing,
be quick.
You're doing some shows here.
Yeah, in the Comedy Festival, Friday and Saturday nights. Like
Which
me,
would be fantastic. And I hear
Dez,
word on
Brad.
The street is that you're going to be not only great stand-up, but you're going to be trying a few little new
games
ideas.
And stuff. That's new, right.
New, not sex weird games.
No, not weird games.
Sexual games. They're like proper games that have been, you know, may turn out to be a TV show one day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like fun live games where you get comedians to come along and play along. Yep. Maybe you should come along one night.
Because I've got an idea. I've got a really good idea for a game.
What's it called?
It's called Nudie Run around the pub. That was bad, wasn't it?
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, we're here and we get two topics and we got to try and work out how they're related.
And they are related. Well, we don't make this up because it comes from Sam, who was our I was going to say Deep Throat.
Deep Throat's from Watergate.
Watergate. Mm. Had the inside information. Mm. She goes on a bit of a fossick.
And finds stuff for us.
Finds stuff. And
answers any questions.
Yep. And sometimes we're right, sometimes we're wrong. I reckon we're good about 70% of the time.
Yeah.
We're really far off the mark. Don't want to pat ourselves on the back, but gee whiz. I mean, if you had a crime, if there was a crime that existed.
Yeah, we could solve it.
We could.
It involves trivia.
Yeah.
What are the topics, Sam?
Goats and strollers.
Right. So strollers is like a British word for prams, and isn't it? And pushers.
Because we call them prams, don't we?
Well, prams and pushers. So they're kind of different. A pusher's are more sort of flexible. A stroller is like a pusher, where you just get the kid in the...
And what's the one where the baby's on its back and...
No, that's a pram. It's a pram.
Well, they would call it a pram too?
Yeah, they call it prams. But I think people get mixed. Strollers are often an American term, I reckon. No, I'm saying it's American. Or not. Anyway, whatever.
It may be. Well, in this case, it may be.
It's somewhere where you put...
Maybe they didn't do this in Australia.
Yeah, they put the baby in it and push it around.
That's a key. Because we don't go, oh, look, there's Dave O'Neill with a stroller. What would we say? There's
Dave pusher, with a pusher.
With a pusher and a
Or
pram.
A pram.
Yeah.
So a pusher tends to be for bigger kids.
I reckon this is an international one.
It's international.
Yeah.
But I mean, we had the same pram for... I mean, people go through prams. Prams change a lot. Have you noticed that?
Oh, they go... They're incredible now.
They're like babies sitting upright. They're like a four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
See, we had the three... There's a big argument. Three-wheeler or four-wheeler when you have kids. The three-wheeler or the four-wheeler?
I haven't had kids, so I haven't. But all I know is that if you were, in my time, and going back now, if you were building a billy cart, pram wheels were highly desired.
That's right, they were.
Highly desired. They on the were. Front and ballies on the back. But anyway.
Or ball bearings. Yeah, ball bearings.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. Ball bearings on the back.
But strollers, yeah. So you can get, you know, you buy the classic small sort of stroller pusher at Kmart. And they tend to be cheap.
So would you have you'd have one that would pop down and go into the boot?
Yes. Not anymore, but yeah, we used to. And then we had like the more extravagant pram.
Because there's prams now where the kid can go on the front and a kid can stand on the back.
Yeah, the buggy board. My son loved that. So what you said, when I had little kids, I was doing breakfast radio on Nova and then Vega. And I would, you know, obviously leave early in the morning at 4:30.
Yep.
I would come over, you know, you'd have to go to some meeting. Yeah. After radio shows, you'd have to go to some meeting.
Air check.
I was filling on Nova the other day, and they had to go to a meeting with the Cat Protection Society who advertised on the station. I was so wrapped, I didn't have to go to the meeting. Anyway.
That's you're tired anyway.
You're knackered.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's all part of the working on a commercial radio
that's
station.
Right.
That's who pays the bills.
Supper.
Advertisers. Yep. Anyway, I would get home at like, say, 10 or 11 in the morning, and my wife would just hand me the two babies, or three at one stage, and then she would go to bed. Fair enough, because she's been up.
Yeah.
And I would just wander the streets.
With three babies.
Well, one would probably be at school or kinder, and then there'd be one in the pram and one on the buggy board.
You're a good man.
Oh, I wandered the streets. I was living in Yarraville.
And you were tired.
Oh, bugger. But you know what it's like. You get you just you go to the park.
Yep.
You know what the worst thing is? You go to the park, you go to the shops, you go to a cafe, you get a barbacino, your kids wreck the joint, you feel bad, go back to the park, you go to the fruit shop, you go home, you look at your watch and it's like 10 past 11. It's like, what the fuck? And then one of the kids would fall asleep in the pram. Mm. Like, you don't want them to fall asleep in the pram. You want them to fall asleep at home. It's like, oh, God. So I always feel, when I see people pushing a pram.
Well, I think, you know, not good luck to you, but it's a good thing that you're doing. But I get slightly annoyed when I'm going for a brisk walk.
Oh, you get stuck behind a pram?
Or no, I get passed by a pram.
Oh, yeah.
I go, I was feeling pretty good doing a bit of exercise, yeah. And now I'm being passed by a pram. And with a bit of toot.
Oh, yeah. With some women, though, that get their active gear on and just go for it.
Yeah.
So they were obviously very active before they had babies, and they still want to be active, so they use the pram. They push the pram around the park.
So, as we talked about before, people like the power thing in a supermarket where someone's got a trolley and someone's got a basket. Sometimes people with a trolley goes, excuse me, I'm far more important than you because I'm getting a lot more stuff. You just got a basket. You're nobody around here. So with the pram, it's kind of like, it should have indicators on them or something, or a horn.
Well, what about now, because of IVF, there's more twins. And so there's a lot of double prams now.
The double pram.
The double pram. Because I wonder if my mum had, I'm a twin. I wonder.
I don't remember any photographs of me in any prams.
You would have, they would have had, they might have had the old, like, well, these days it's called Emma Lunga, but like a, that, like the Queen used to, you know, you see old people, the old-fashioned pram with the springs and stuff.
Oh, yeah, of course.
When you see Victorian babies.
Because I know when you're out somewhere and there's a kid in a pram, and basically they've come to the restaurant and they've got their bed there and they're sleeping.
And you're feeling
a bit tired yourself, and you're going, jeez, I wouldn't mind having a...
It'd be great being in there.
We should... I mean, a bed on wheels that you can... Well, that's what a palavan is, really, isn't it?
It's a bed on wheels.
Yep.
Well, we mentioned Sean McAuliffe in the last episode, but one of his ideas when I did radio with him was to get a giant pram and me dress up as a baby and him walk around the city promoting the radio station.
And you suck on a dummy and wear a nappy? Because you do that anyway in your free time.
I probably do. I do.
I've never put on a nappy and felt this is right for me. And I know some people, especially in the UK. We got listeners in the UK?
Yes.
Okay. I won't talk about that, but...
But you know there was a case, like astronauts wear nappies. So when they're in space, they wear nappies.
I didn't know that.
And there was a case in America where the woman drove, she was an astronaut or an ex-astronaut, and she drove overnight to confront her ex-boyfriend or something, and she wore a nappy the whole time because she didn't want to get out of the car. Just...
But I don't... See, I argue that you can't do two things at once. Can you?
Well,
I know, because I surf.
Can you wee and surf?
It's quite. I've got to take a moment.
Yeah, but driving, you could do a wee. You could do a wee.
I don't know.
You don't reckon?
I don't reckon you could.
People do all sorts of things driving. How do you think I hitchhike across the Nullarbor? Well, those truckies.
You can't. Maybe you've got to get into the position.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But look, if you could, and there's no downside to it, it would be quite satisfying to. There is a story, and I won't name who it was, but he wore
nappies
to a party once. He wore the ones for the elderly. What do they call those?
Yeah, Pampers or...
Yeah.
He usually wore one on stage when he was sick. So he talks about it in his stand. I think he talked about when he was on stage. He wore a nappy.
Why?
Because he was sick and he was at that stage where he was doing stuff. Is this restaurant open? No, you've got to go into the bar. Okay. Go to the bar, yeah. Yep. This area is closed off.
How are you? Yeah. Real people?
Real people were just wandering in.
And there were two guys.
We could have said, yeah, sit down.
They looked like they were from a casting agency.
They looked like older guys.
For, you know, like classic middle. Looked like an ad for insurance.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? We could have asked them. Are you guys wearing nappies?
So hang on. He wore a nappy.
He wore a nappy on stage. Yeah, because he was sick and he still wanted to do the gig. And so...
But hang on, how do you make that link? How do you go, I'm sick, and I still want to do the gig, I know I'll wear a nappy. What was he?
What
a sick man. What was he?
I think he must have been diarrhea or something.
Oh,
I know. But you know what I think the link is here? Commercial radio. So they're just looking for some kind of stunt or thing to do. Right. I reckon that's what happened.
Because I used to have this thing which was, I used to play a game with the audience called What Would You Rather? And I used to close with, what would you rather, throw up on yourself or crap your pants? And 99% of people picked throw up on yourself. Whereas I went, sorry, I'd go crap your pants because you can get away with it. You can, but you can't, if you've thrown up in yourself, it's evident. If you're, as I used to say, if you're in the line at the post office, because we all go to the post office, don't we?
Yeah.
And you crap yourself, you can probably still go and get whatever you need. But if you throw up in yourself, you're out of there.
Have you heard that joke? Okay, okay. There's a guy at a party, right? And he vomits on himself.
Yep.
Right. And he goes, "Oh no, that's it. My wife has told me.
Oh yeah.
To stop. Have you heard this joke?
Fantastic. I love it.
You, just stop least, vomiting on yourself. Getting drunk and vomiting on yourself. I got to go home and confront it." And the guy goes, "No. His mate goes, "No. What you do? I'll give you $10. All right. I put it in your pocket, and you say, one of my mates vomited on me. He's giving me $10 for the dry cleaning.
Yep.
And you pull out the $10. He goes, "Great idea. So they have a big night. Turns up at home. The wife's waiting there. What happened to you? Oh, you vomited on yourself. And he goes, but, look, $10. It was one of my mates. He gave me the $10 for the dry cleaning. And the woman goes, "You're holding $20. He goes, "Oh, yeah, you also pooed my pants too." Is that the joke?
That's the joke. He also crapped on my pants as well.
Yeah, that's it.
I would put that up there as
it's a good joke.
One of the great jokes.
It's a great joke.
Yeah, anyway. It brings to mind...
We digress.
Okay, strollers.
What about goats?
Well, very voguey. Have you heard of goat yoga?
I've had goat yogurt. You're talking about goat yoga?
Goat yoga.
Yoga, no.
Where you go and you do yoga.
With goats.
And they put goats on your back.
Yeah, but goats aren't... They're not like cats, are they? They're really
stubborn. But they can stand on, because you see.
Oh yeah, they stand on hills. Yeah,
on the hills, and they can, and they
you're
just.
Like, hew.
I think. Look, I think you can do it in Australia, where you go along, and because of the vibe that the goats give off, it's kind of like, hey, chill, man. Goats are kind of like very cool at the moment.
Yeah. Hipsters would have a goat, wouldn't they? They'd get a bit of a goat in the backyard.
What's that in the backyard there? It's not a dog. Yeah, it's a goat. Haven't you got one?
If you live in a rural property, you often get a sheep to, you know, eat the lawnmower. You get a goat these days.
What do you got? You got your goat milk. You got
goat
your
milk, goat yogurt.
What's goat yogurt? That would come from the milk.
Come from the milk. Yeah, it's quite tart. I've had goat yogurt before. It's quite tart. It's goat feta. See, the goats are busy.
Isn't it? Goat's doing well. Goat wool.
There must be goat wool. Is it goat wool? There must be goat wool.
Yeah.
But I know goats. Goats are quite aggressive, though, aren't they? Don't people say they're stubborn and aggressive?
Well, they eat literally anything.
That's what we know from that great jingle we used to sing in Scouts. Remember that song?
Uh-oh.
My island, goaty, oaty, 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 oaty. Was feeling finey, iny, 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 iny. Remember this song?
What don't?
8-6 red shirty, oaty, oaty, off the washing, liney, iny, iny, iny. And then the dad gets really angry and ties him to a railway track because he's been eating the clothes. But in the end, it's a good punchline. The goat vomits up the shirts and flags the train down.
Oh, really? Oh, so that's like a gang show song.
Yeah, it's like a scout song.
Oh, because I thought it was like something you
sing
every night.
Goaty, oaty, 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 oaty. Well, it's a good tune. Was feeling funny, oni, 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 oni. And you get on a real roll with the kids.
Oh, and it gets more and more and more and more. And then he throws. That's good.
The train drew nearer, yeri, 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 yeri. My goat was sure to die, aye, 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 aye. Amazing I can remember it.
You run Spicks and Specs 54
times. 54 times.
And how far did you go in Scouts?
Up to the age of 23. I was there for a long time.
Is that
I was a rover. A little bit too old.
Just hanging around a bit too much.
A bit too long. With other 23-year-olds. Anyway, goats.
Yeah, go on. What were you going to say?
My brother, it's my Swiss brother, he eats goats. They have goat every Easter. You'll come over.
What's it?
You have roast goat. Yeah, I've had goat. Yeah, it's like lamb. It's a bit, it's a bit
gamey.
Yeah, it's gamey. It's nice, though. Bit of goat. You have a goat curry? Goat curry.
So you know what? Give me curry, but don't tell me it's goat.
No, okay.
Just go, it's... And then I'll go, it's lamb or whatever. But the thought of goat doesn't... I don't want to eat kangaroo.
You don't want to eat kangaroo? It's the like thought a pest, though, in some parts of the country.
There's a couple going past the window now. It is great when you're with...
I looked around. Like, we were in Fairfield. I'm looking around for a kangaroo.
We had some American friends over, and then when you see a random kangaroo, it's very satisfying.
Oh, it's exciting.
Very exciting. We were at Anglesey Golf Course, and there were...
And they go up there, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah, it's notorious up there. But here's something. Here's something you should know, especially if you're in the southern states, that Ross River Fever is renowned around kangaroos.
Really?
Mm.
What happened at Ross River?
The Mozzie bites the kangaroo, and then if they've got Ross River, they... So I would recommend it to... you know, especially in the warmer months, to keep away from your kangaroos.
Keep away. Well, they again, they're quite aggressive. You don't go near them, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless you're at a zoo or something, you can pat them.
I would suggest that they get farmed and culled, and then we turn their testicles into into handbags. It's the only fair thing. I'm a Capricorn. I'm a goat.
Oh, you're a goat. I'm a bull. I'm a Taurian.
You're a Taurian.
Yeah, Taurian.
Taurian and apparently Capricorns and Taurians, we should get married.
Yeah, we should get married.
Just get that shirt
What's
off
your partner?
First. She's Taurus. Taurian.
Oh, she's like me.
Yeah.
My partner's Aries, I think. Oh, am I that wrong? Anyway.
Yeah, I won't go into it.
No, let's not go into it. And also, goats also get a bit of a bad rap in to do with Satan, don't they, and the devil. They're always popping up in devil stuff. There's always a goat in the background.
Yeah, which is kind of incongruent, really.
They don't use pigs, do they? They don't see a pig popping up with Satan, but Satan's always there with a goat, some poor goat.
But if you're doing a TV, let's say you're doing Game of Thrones, right? Yep. And you're going, oh, we've got the blokes in the outfits with the fur, and we've got the bits of hay.
We've got a bit of a sacrifice going on.
Yeah, what else do we need? Oh, just chuck a couple of goats
in the background.
And you go, oh, job done.
Yeah, I've got some sheep. We don't want the sheep, we want the goats.
Yeah, goats have just got that kind of creepy, likeable, yet we don't know what they're going to do, feel about them. They've got breath.
The shape of their face is a bit devilish. It's very a sharp, long face, isn't it? The goat.
I'm wondering.
I saw a goat. I patted a goat at the, I think it's children's farm near here, actually. And
what noise? Did it make a noise?
Yeah, they go, kind of like that.
Different from a sheep.
That's what a goat's.
See, if you heard a goat and a sheep, would you be able to tell the difference?
I reckon.
Have you heard the goats talking like humans YouTube clip?
No. Is that? Let's play that as our music.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Okay, well, let's have some thinking music anyway. Or have you got anything more to say about goats?
I'm thinking about... I'm going to have... Look, it's really random. It's quite strollers. Hard when you really think about it. It's goats quite hard, isn't it? You can't build a stroller from a goat. You can't...
Maybe.
You can't...
All right.
There's all things... Anyway, so let's have a listen to...
goats talking like humans.
What can I do for you?
Yeah.
Guess how many hits for that?
How many hits is that?
40 million.
40 million.
You know what?
Goats are making money.
Because it doesn't. You reckon it sounds like someone falling off a cliff?
It's amazing. Amazing. Thanks to this podcast, I would never have heard that. Incredible.
Thanks to this podcast. Yeah. There's a good segment.
Thanks to this podcast.
Yeah, thanks to this
podcast. From this podcast.
Okay, I'm going to have a crack.
Yeah, go on.
This sounds crazy. I don't know why I'm thinking this. But I reckon in the ye olde days, probably in the US.
Yeah.
This is a bit crazy. They didn't have the first stroller was a goat.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. They used to ride the goats.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
like a little horse.
Little horsey.
So you got a couple of kids.
Get a goat.
Put the kids on the goats, and you go in the shops, and the goats follow you.
Maybe when the goat died, they stuffed and put wheels on it too. Wheeled it around. On the goat stroller.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. They used to stuff goats, put wheels on them, and they put the kids on it.
Oh, but okay. But, well, again, we're going to probably lock in a similar answer. I'm going to say that they rode them like
Well, that's different than mine. I'm saying they killed them.
Okay, I'm going to say that the first strollers were goats that were ridden around like little ponies.
Yeah, cute. Isn't it interesting? Because, yeah, you'd think they'd choose a pony. Anyway, Sam,
yep,
what is the answer?
The first stroller was designed to be pulled by a goat. Man William Kent is said to have developed the stroller in 1733 following a request from the Duke of Devonshire. Kent created a shell-shaped basket on wheels that the children could sit in. This was richly decorated and pulled along by a goat. In the 17th and 18th centuries, European aristocrat decided that children also needed carriages. Not only goats, our dogs, little ponies or a servant were used to pull the strollers until designs changed in the mid-18th century resembling something that you might recognize today.
That's amazing. So it was like the trots, trots.
Going to the trots on a Saturday night.
And a goat with a kid in it.
So, but what doesn't quite make sense? Do you just hope the goat follows you? Because if the goat got spooked, there goes the kid.
Life was cheap back then, though.
But hang on, kids. This is interesting. Weren't goats called kids? Aren't they called kids?
Oh, they are. Little goats are called kids. Yeah, baby goats.
Ah, so maybe there's something in that.
Maybe there's something related in that.
But imagine that. Okay, I'm going down to the shops. If you got the, I'll take a couple of goats and I'll put it on some sort of harness scenario.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Who was a genius that just said, hey, why don't we just push the pram? Strap it up to the goat.
Maybe it was to do with distances.
You know, they had to go long distances back then.
Of course, back then they didn't have, you know, Audis and BMWs like we've got. And with, you know, with signs on the back saying, baby on board. So they haven't seen those for a while though, have we?
Oh, they're still around.
But what you do see is my family.
My family stickers. Yeah, they annoy me. I like the zombie families. I get my zombie families.
Oh, is that the latest one, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, so.
But, you know, those things that baby on board signs, they used to go, okay, take a wide berth.
But yeah, it's all to do with, I don't know whether it's a true story, but when someone had a car accident and the baby went up under the dashboard and they didn't know there was a baby. Everyone got knocked out. They didn't know there was a baby in the car.
Wow.
I don't know whether that's an urban myth, though. And that's why those stickers started turning up.
Ah, fair enough. Okay, accident. I feel bad then. My apologies for all those people that had them or don't have them anymore, but used to have them.
Oh, baby on board stickers. You see them on, like, T-shirts.
Oh, no, I feel bad now.
I don't feel bad. I think that's an urban myth.
Because I used to laugh at the signs down the coast that say, in Australia, we drive on the left. I'm going, hello? I mean, everyone knows you're driving. That's because when tourists come, they pull out and they just naturally
drive
go into the right-hand side.
Yeah.
But here I am being Mr. Oh-So-Clever, going, now I'm embarrassed.
No, especially on the Great Ocean Road.
Yeah, especially Victoria. Because when you pull out, you just completely forget.
Oh, and also up in Noosa, like, I remember getting a taxi in Noosa and he was saying that he got in the car accident because they have all those signs in Noosa too from the airport in Maroochydore because he got head on with a tourist who was driving the wrong side of the road. Wrong side of the road. Bang.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I got a driver to take me from Noosa to the airport?
No.
And he goes, oh, the family's really big fans. Would you meet them? I'm going, got to get a plane. And I should have just said no. I should have said no, take me to the airport. And he goes, won't take a minute. So we drove around to his house.
Were they there?
They were standing out in the street like a welcoming
party. Like little kids?
Yeah, and then, you know, I've got to do the, you know, it's not that bad, but, you know, when you want to get a plane, you want to get to the airport. You're just going,
you're anxious.
Seriously, of all the things a driver, it's probably number one thing that a hired driver should not do.
Yeah. Oh, I know this is a similar story, but I went and did a gig in Inverloch, which is on the coast of Victoria, with Ivan Araguista. He's a Venezuelan comic.
He's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The crazy mangoes. In Australia, you have barbecues for free. And anyway, we go and do this gig for carers and who they're caring for. And so there's a lot of old people with their partners who have now got... But they were great. You know, there were some sick people there. And the nurse afterwards goes, that was great. Got to be a favour to ask you. One of the ladies wanted to come today, but her carer is a teenage boy, a teenage son. Mm. And he couldn't come because there's alcohol here. Would you mind dropping around to her house and saying hello?
And did you?
Yeah, we went around there.
I bet you it was fun.
And she was lovely.
Yeah.
She was lovely.
Yeah.
Big Spicks and Spicks fan. So I gave her a book.
54 times.
Signed the book.
Yeah.
Got some alcohol for the kid. He wanted some booze.
Yeah,
no,
gave him a pack of cigarettes. Put a couple of bets on for him.
No, lovely family. So if it's you know.
I feel bad now because with your story, I was a bit of a showbiz arsehole and you went around there and you're a nice guy. I was just going looking at my watch going, I've got to get in the plane, see you later, get out of my way.
I was still looking at my watch and Ivan's going, do you do this in Australia? Is this what we do? We go and meet people in their house? I'm like, well, I've never done it before, but.
Probably thought it was a setup for some sort of pranky show.
Yeah. Nowadays. Well, he always talks about it. He thinks he's going to get kidnapped. So
who does?
Ivan Araguista, because he's from Venezuela.
He's going to get kidnapped.
Well, he, you know, when you get an Uber, he goes, you don't do that in South America because you don't get a guy picking you up in a car because that's just kidnapping. He does it better than me. They're his jokes. Yeah.
Because I've heard stories about, you know, cars being pulled over, people being shot over there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just...
Have you been to South America?
Have you?
Been to Mexico.
Does that count?
That's Central America, isn't it? Whatever. Below the border. I loved it.
How far have I've been to California?
You've been to America?
I've been to all
question
America.
For you. Did you go when Hey Hey went to Florida or something like that?
No. I, look, are you saying I'm a Hey Hey person?
Well, you a Tonight Live person. You're more Tonight Live.
I did a bit of Tonight Live, but I did. I went to.
I was on Hey
Hey. Went to Spain with the Tonight Live.
You went to Spain?
No, I went to London with Tonight Live. I went to Spain with Steve Izard to do a documentary about Spain before the Olympics coming. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, how was Spain?
Barcelona.
Ramblas. That's great.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
Even though both times I've been there, I've seen someone get robbed, and I was one of the persons who got robbed. I fell asleep in a park.
We got our car broken into.
Yeah, it's
lost all our camera
equipment. Crime capital of Europe, the guy said.
Where was I recently that was the case?
He said, you do not fall, the policeman said, you do not fall asleep in a park in Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Barcelona, you do not fall asleep.
Where was I? Somewhere that was rife with, oh, in Rome. Rome's big on, isn't it big on pickpockets?
Yeah.
So I just had my hand on my credit card. Careful. And then I was waiting, and then, how's this? We're at the Trevi Fountain, right?
Yeah, I know, the Trevi Fountain.
Because what they do is they bump you.
A lot of guys hassle you there, yeah.
So they bump you, and while you're being bumped, that's when they cut things off you, whatever. So I'm standing right next to the Trevi Fountain, looking in, as you do at the Trevi, just thinking about my life and throwing a coin in, Then I get bumped.
Oh, no.
I go, here we go, I'm about to get robbed. He bumps me, jump steps up onto the Trevi. He's got a backpack, and he's got, like, proper Canon bloody cameras and everything. Falls in. Fell into the Trevi Fountain after he bumped me. I'll teach him. But I thought I didn't get robbed, and this bloke fell in and wrecked all his camera gear.
Gotta say, I had one of the best ice creams I've ever had right near the Trevi Fountain.
It's a TV show.
Yeah.
I reckon.
And he was like wearing like he worked in a chemist. It was like serious ice cream work.
Was it in a cone or in a cup?
No, you could get either, but I got in a cone.
And do you like focus in on one flavour, or do you mix your flavours up?
Oh, I mix, depending on what, I mix it up a little bit. I mix it up.
And because I always feel bad, the spoon, I always think that's such a waste.
You know, there's an ice cream shop just here, we should go there one day, just near here, called Fairy Hills Ice Cream in Ivanhoe.
Yep.
And they do great sort of old-fashioned ice cream. One of their best flavours is M&M, which is vanilla with M&M's in it. Ooh.
Dude, M&M should bloody sued.
I don't, okay. They're not really M&M's. I don't want to get sued because of this podcast.
So, I don't know. I just think when ice cream is trading off other things that exist.
Oh, you don't like it.
Well, it's like veggie burgers. You're either a burger or if your veggies are good enough to be veggies, just have veggies.
Yeah.
But don't go and impersonate something that's crappy because something that's unhealthy because you want it to be more palatable. Oh, I'm sorry. I get a bit fired up about big issues.
I'm hungry now. We're going to have lunch. I'm starving.
I'm sorry. M&M's ice, would that be, you'd go through and there'd be a crunchy bit every now and then.
Oh, it's good.
And so I want smooth all the way.
Okay. We're not going there.
See, Taurus and Capricorn, we just don't get on.
We don't get on.
Don't forget to check out the new show from the Nearly Podcast Network called Chapter One, hosted by Nellie Thomas.
Interested in new books? Subscribe to Chapter One. Chapter One is a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Each episode, you'll hear the first chapter of a new release book from top publishers. Subscribe and listen to Chapter One, a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Search for Chapter One where you're listening now. Interested in new books? Subscribe to Chapter One. Chapter One is a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Each episode, you'll hear the first chapter of a new release book from top publishers. Subscribe and listen to Chapter One, a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Search for Chapter One where you're listening now.